WFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston. ESPN 97.5. From the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Radio host in Atlanta said about Jessica Mendoza, got him suspended.
Called her Grits McGee. There's often times when I think there are lady announcers who have no business doing what they're doing. I didn't really think that was the case.
This is going to sound incredibly sexist. I was pleasantly surprised by how good she was.
I've said things before during football broadcasts that I don't know why this chick is on there. And maybe it's just because this chick wasn't particularly terrible. It didn't bother me as much. I like the matchup, but I would prefer to have Keuchel pitching twice against a tougher matchup.
But I also like the idea that I'm going to get him in game three when it matters. That game is going to mean something one way or the other.
But a game one and a game four would be better, right?
It would be better. As far as how it's played out, I'd still rather have him one time in this than twice against one of those other two teams, especially after what the Rangers did to him last time.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AG is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours of the show, all available on podcastarena.com. So go check it out. Full show podcasts all there. Very mobile-friendly site. And if you have questions about that, you guys can always email me because there's, you know, I know it's a transition, and we're working on some things, and I got a couple emails about it today. But if you have questions about Podcast Arena, just go ahead and email me. Email me. I will do my best to help answer it.
A couple people asking about the basically the thoughts on Kazmir's chances for playing well in Game 2 and the thoughts on the Astros choosing to go with Kazmir in Game 2. I mean, you pretty much know my thoughts. I think that playing him on the road is a terrible decision. If they were going to use Kazmir at all, it should be in Game 4. And I understand he's, you know, aside from actually even including Keuchel, he's the most experienced guy on the staff and has the most playoff experience. It's not a bad idea to work him in. I get that, even though he has been struggling. But I don't think I'm playing him in Game 2 on the road. It just doesn't seem like it makes sense, especially when you've got McCullers. I think I would have gone McHugh, McCullers, Keuchel, Kazmir if you want to use Kazmir. Otherwise, I would have gone McHugh, McCullers, Keuchel, Fiers.
I'm a little surprised it's not Fiers or McCullers, to be honest with you. Kazmir has been so bad, and I get why they're doing it. You know, you want the guy who's got experience. And a month and a half ago, you'd have been just as happy having Kazmir out there as you were Keuchel. But yeah, he has been terrible over the last stretch. And maybe they... You know, maybe he's figured it out. Maybe he's been working with this extra time. But I'd probably be betting the Royals that game. Hey, I didn't do this last time, so I need to get the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day out of the way.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we're going to go to Montana here.
This is Montana.
A story of two brothers, Chase Delwo and the brother Shane, 26-year-old and 30-year-old. They were doing a Montana kind of thing. They were bow hunting elk.
Sounds Montana-y.
Yeah.
Cooking meth sounds Montana-y, too.
Yeah, so it does.
I mean, I guess at least they're doing a healthy Montana-like thing.
Mm. Anyway, they split up so they could drive an elk that they were tracking up to a ridge. And Chase, the 26-year-old, was hot on the elk's heels. Did not notice the sleeping 350-pound grizzly bear.
Oh, boy.
He's now laid up in a hospital bed with a couple hundred stitches and staples in his head and face. And
the bear is?
No, Chase.
Oh.
And a mangled right leg. But he says he doesn't blame the bear. The bear was just as scared as he was. Said he had an arrow knock but didn't have time to draw the bow back, and the startled bear knocked him off his feet. And the way he escaped.
What a puss.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you
can't take one punch from a bear. You go down. Give me a break.
Yeah. apparently knocked him off his feet and bit down on the top and back of his head.
Where are you from, North Dakota or something? You can't take one punch from
South Dakota, come on. Well,
Shame.
The punch and then the bite, he said. He let go, but he was still on top of me, roaring the loudest roar I've ever heard. I'm glad you could still hear it at that point, dude. He came back and bit my lower right leg and gave it a pretty good shake and threw me a ways. And he said, I remember an article that my grandmother gave me a long time ago that said large animals have bad gag reflexes. So I shoved my right arm down his throat.
All right.
It paid off. The bear fled.
I tried that once with a shark. Didn't go so well.
Really? Tried that with an ex. Didn't work either. Anyway, so let this be a lesson. If confronted by an angry bear, and you don't have bear spray, which is really pepper spray, and John can tell you all about that.
Did you see the video of the girl who the bear was smashing up her kayak?
Yeah.
Then leave my kayak alone, bear. Stop it, bear. Stop it.
Thank you for leaving my kayak alone. I'm going to pepper spray you in the face. That's what I'm going to do to you.
Yeah. She was so confident when she sprayed that bear.
No,
she was like talking smack.
Get away from the kayak.
And now,
who's in,
get away from that kayak.
Who's in control now, chick? Produces Barry Warner show should use that all the time. Stop it, bear! Stop it, bear! Go away, bear! Leave a note for whoever produces that show.
Yeah, that's
that
perfect.
That should be an everyday drop.
That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day, by the way.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Just goes, well, if she had just gone and shoved her arm down the bear's throat, he might have left her kayak alone.
Yeah.
She sure sounds like somebody who's not used to not getting her way, even with a bear.
Yeah. I'm going to pepper spray you in the face now. That's what I'm going to do. She's boss hogging.
Yep.
Then that bear starts ripping up her kayak in your face. In your face.
I was rooting for the bear there just because she was so annoying.
Did you read this the story? She had to swim.
Aww.
I'm not laughing at that. She was stranded, and so she had to swim back, and apparently it was a very, very long swim back, and there was a boat that came by.
What am I going to do, bear?
Like the bear knows it's the,
yeah.
knows it's a bear.
It's not even food. It's just plastic. Like, why did she keep recording that whole time, too? What a dumbass.
She should have went over there and pepper sprayed the bear even more.
No way. You should just... If a bear's trying to get your stuff, you just let it have it.
No, you
don't. Don't be a freaking hero, Jong, and go over there and pepper spray the bear. That's a good way to get your ass kicked, bro.
No, you shove your arm down the bear's throat. That's,
no,
that's
you
what
don't.
You do.
You just say, oh, well, it was cool having that kayak while I had it. That's the bear's kayak now. And you... Get whatever of your stuff you can get and get out of there. All you guys are like, oh, I'd go pepper spray the bear again. You're lying. You're not going to do that. You're staying away from that bear. The pepper spray you use only if the bear, like, corners you and you've got no other choice. Other than that, why are you going to try to piss off a bear? Come on. Let's have some sense.
Was it like how the girl says, come here, bear. Come here so I can pepper spray you again. Yeah. Justin says, Casimir's clearly hurt. His fastball's down 5 miles an hour the last month. I don't know if he's hurt or not, but if he's not what he was a couple months ago, I don't want him out there.
I don't see, and somebody asked me Jeremy, you'd go with McCullers over Kaz on the road. Granted, he's been below mediocre, but McCullers is too inexperienced for a game one or game two start. What, I mean, I don't know. I disagree with that. I mean, look at what, for instance, look at the Mets. Look at the rotation they're throwing out for the playoffs. Jacob DeGrom, Noah Syndergaard, Matt Harvey, and Steven Matz. None of these guys have playoff experience. None of them have been in the league more than 3 years. I mean, this is you throw your best players in the playoffs. That's what I want. I want my best players out there.
Oh, boy. Her voice was unbearable.
Wow.
She should pause, P-A-W-S, or, yeah, for a minute and rethink her life. She had pepper spray, so she wasn't caught barehanded. Okay.
Stop it! Stop with the bad jokes, Bear! You're making me hate you, Bear!
Oh, I love it.
Who is Barry's producer? I expect to hear that every day.
It's Chris Taylor.
Okay. Let Chris Taylor know. Every damn day he should be playing that.
Chris Taylor's still here? I thought he was doing Chris Taylor insurance now.
No, that's Chris Taylor.
Oh, okay.
No. Chris,
I get confused.
No, Chris started working full time again, and he's a valuable asset to the Gal Media, and he's very, very good producer, and we got him on to produce one of the shows on 97.5.
That's awesome. Great.
I like Chris.
I do too. We had a lot of fun working with him the time they had us on the network at the Super Bowl, and then we got bitched at for saying a bunch of stuff that I guess you can't say on network. But
that was my bad.
No.
Was it the time that I left the...
That was your bad, but that's not... AJ got in trouble for saying something was a dick move. Apparently, that doesn't play well in little markets all over the country.
No.
And then I said something pretty close to that, and we got called over that, too. Chris thought it was funny.
They're never going to shut me down, though. I say what I want, Fred. I'm an outlaw. Not really. I try never to say the F word on the radio, but sometimes it happens.
Well, what are you going to do? And, of course, sorry, bear with me now. I have to admit, that was pretty entertaining. Nothing like bad bear puns. So we've had bad bear puns. We've had conversations about Jack's children coming out with their Jack-in-the-Box heads and how
it would require probably a C-section.
Yeah, ruin Mrs. Jack. And
Mrs. In the Box.
Mrs. Mean. In the Box.
It would ruin Mrs. In the Box.
In the No.
It would ruin Mrs. In the Box.
Yeah. Yeah. You could
exactly.
Yeah, just stop right there. I see where that's going. And I'm pretty sure we could say that, but
sure.
Jong.
Her last name is In the Box, so she's Mrs. In the Box. So
right.
Ruin Mrs. In the Box.
Yeah, but.
Right?
You know what? I'm just going to move on because I'm going to wind up saying that, and then we will get in trouble, and I'll be the one to get in trouble, and it's not really fair because you're the one throwing it out there. Okay.
Read.
I am.
You told me to stop it.
No, I thought there was another. I thought you might actually.
You wanted me to continue after you said stop it because you never want me to really stop with inappropriate jokes. You want me to tell them.
Exactly.
You want me to tell them over and over until I get fired.
No, not that.
I know your moves, Fowler.
Bad bear puns. I guess we are polar opposites. Well.
Shame.
I wonder how often Jack is in. Never mind. All right, guys. I want to talk about. We talk about FanDuel. The league is filling up fast, so if you want to get in, it's FanDuel.com/Fowler. We've filled 300 the last 2 weeks, so if you want to get in this league, you better get signed up today. It's $5. A winner gets $200. You get to beat the Blitzers, and you get to hear your name called on the air when you win. A lot of fun playing FanDuel. It's a leader in one-week fantasy football. The money's real. They're expecting to pay out $2 billion this year. Building a team is easy. You just pick your players, stand to the cap, and sit back on Sunday, watch your team win. Entry fees start as low as $1, and anyone can play. So if you don't want to play for $5 with us, you can play for as little as $1. If you want to play for real money, go out there and get a big score, you can do that too. All you have to do, Go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use my code FOWER, and sign up now. If you're not on board, that's your way to do it. They've got a special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel is going to match it with up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use my code FOWER today. Don't forget to use the code FOWER. If you're already signed up, go to FanDuel.com/FOWER, get in our league, and let's do this. Take my money. I want to give you my money. I want you to beat me. This is your chance. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FANDUEL.com. Sign up today.
They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. And we're back on the Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. All right, everybody's asking for our college rankings. We'll do that next segment.
Ah.
We just haven't.
I've been super busy.
And then, a lot going on, man.
I went to the restroom during the break. And someone has urinated on top of the urinal, which, tell me if I'm crazy, but that can only be intentional, right?
It has to be. Is that or, well, wait a minute. Who's, do we have any 7-footers around here?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I'm 7'1".
I'm one of the tallest people here, and I couldn't pee on the top of the urinal if I wanted to.
No,
I
mean, it's impossible.
I mean, I couldn't do it on accident if I wanted to.
See,
how about that?
I was going to come in and bitch about the fact that nobody ever flushes that damn thing. So not only is there pee on top of it, there's always pee in it.
Well, maybe they thought they didn't need to flush since they peed all on the outside of it. You know, it'd be wasteful.
All right, well, I guarantee you one thing. We could find out who this is because this happened in between the last break because it wasn't there then and then when AJ went. So sometime in the last 15 minutes, there was a 15-minute window where somebody was in there.
Well, someone's in there dropping a deuce right now.
It's probably the Deportes guys. They're always in there busting a grumpy. They don't care how filthy it is.
So you think the guy peed on the urinal, then went and sat down to finish the deal?
Well, and he's probably the guy who lets his pants go all the way down while he's peeing. Same guy, I can guarantee you. Okay. And he's also the one leaving poo on the toilets. It's one guy. He's doing it to spite us now. I think this means war. Let's give away something. How about this? Oh, wait a minute. We got more out of the week. I don't want to give this away. What am I doing? This is my only giveaway today, right?
Yeah, and AJ's going to be happy. Only one winner.
That's right.
Excellent.
Well, actually, AJ might want that giveaway, though.
Yeah.
Is this the PS4 version?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I got to text Michelle.
We need one for Xbox 360, too, just so you know.
They're not going to... Xbox doesn't promo their.
I know they don't promo
last
they,
gen. Why would they give us
but
something
they make
to give away?
Them. Well, of course they get. We'll get them. It
no,
says,
we won't.
Because it says available in PS4, PS3, Xbox One, Xbox 360, and PC. So it's available. So we probably have it. I'm just saying. I bought the new NHL Legacy last weekend. That's pretty cool.
NHL Legacy?
Yeah, that's what they call the NHL 16 that's on Xbox 360. They give it a different name.
Why?
I have no idea, but I bought it.
Is it the same game?
From what I can tell, yeah, it's the exact same
game.
That's weird. All right, let's try a phone call. Anthony, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hello?
Sports?
Sports. So in the beginning of the season, y'all said that the odds of Baylor going to the playoffs was 5%. So I was hoping the odds changed. You know, what are the odds that Baylor makes the playoffs, and I'll hang up and listen.
I would say the odds have changed.
They have changed. They're now 3%.
I think that Baylor is one of these teams that, while we talked about this the other day, and I guess we'll talk about it next segment when we do rankings, but Baylor's one of the teams that to this point, it's hard to find a flaw in how they've played, but Baylor's also a team that doesn't play anyone until November.
Right.
They've beat SMU, Lamar, Rice, and Texas Tech. So they're up there in the rankings, and they're up there in my rankings even, because they haven't lost a game yet, and a lot of the other top teams have. But their schedule to this point has just been pathetic. So I don't know that anything's really changed. So when I said 5%, that was assuming that they'd start the season 5-0. Right. You know, because if they lost one of the first five games of the season, I would have said 0%, because you can't lose to Lamar and still make the playoff. It just can't happen. So I don't know that I'd up them a little bit because some of the other teams have lost, but I don't know. I still don't know who the best teams in the Big 12 are. Part of me thinks Oklahoma could beat Baylor and TCU.
That's the thing. I think the reason their odds are better is because it's not just going to be one win this year.
Right.
Because OU's better, I think Okie State's better, Kansas State, those teams are better this year. Those wins are going to look better if they have a loss at some point, which I think they will. At some point, they're going to lose a game. But they will have quality wins over some of those others, and I think that's one of the reasons why they might, that's why I would up their odds a little bit. But in the end, though, if it comes down like it did last year, they're not going to get rewarded for playing that crappy schedule that they play until they get into it. 713-780-ESPN. Joshua asked, do they also do that nasty stuff with throwing dirty toilet paper in the trash can instead of flushing it? I don't know if they did that today, but they do that all the time here.
Is there there's not a trash can in the stall, is there?
No, but there's...
Yes, there is.
Oh, there is?
Yes.
Really? That's just inviting it.
In the handicap stall, there is a trash can.
We need to remove that trash can. That's inviting that behavior.
Wow. It's the handicapable stall, John. Come on. Anyway. I see him put it in that... There's like the metal thing next to where you wash your hands and you get the towels out of there. I've seen him put it in there.
Oh. I don't know. What kind of world do we live in, really?
It's one where people need to watch where they put their poo.
I need to quit this job.
Why, it's not the job. Why is it the job?
Well, because, listen, I don't want to work somewhere where things like this are commonplace.
Well, it's not commonplace here. It's commonplace in the bathroom. There's like five other businesses on this floor, and I have a pretty good idea which one it is.
You know, I'm starting to think when I asked for the new studio, I should have asked for a private bathroom. Would have been a more...
Yeah, that would have been a better thing, because we probably could have gotten that faster.
Yeah, this was a mistake on my part.
Flawed reasoning, my friend. It happens. You're all worried about getting that new studio, and you didn't think about what's important. It's a few times you have to bust a grumpy here. Now you got to go in that disgusting place where there's toilet paper.
I'm not going in there. I'll go to a different floor if I had to do that.
Have you seen those people on two? You don't want to do that.
I don't know what the answer is. I'll poop in the parking garage if it ever comes to that. Maybe the subway downstairs.
Yeah, you could go there. They don't care if you poop in their place.
But I'm sure. I mean, that's more public than this, though. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
You poop in your hand, like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, I mean, my hand is cleaner than using the toilet. So, all right, guys. Law enforcement, they're stepping up their efforts with these no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a blood test. So if your weekend sucked because of a DWI arrest, don't despair. There's still hope, even if you failed the breath or blood test the police gave you. A lot of things about those tests you should know about. Breath tests, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. Machine makes temperature assumptions. They create artificially high results. And then it destroys the evidence that it checked, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. Most states have abandoned the machine because it's just old technology. Same with the blood test. A lot of inaccuracies about police blood testing you should know about. It's not like CSI on television. These aren't doctors testing your blood. They're testing the air above your blood in a lab filled with chemicals. It's not police science is not real science. And attorney Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist here in Houston, experienced in telling the truth about the science, the faulty science behind these tests. He's one of only four board certified DWI specialists in the state. If you failed the breath or blood test, whether it's DUI, DWI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
listening to The Blitz, The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5.
Rams Packers NFL 12 p.m. Sunday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And, okay, so time for our top 25s, because everybody keeps asking for them. And I'm going to shock the world today.
Shock them, Fred.
I'm going to shock the world.
Blow their brains out with your...
Well, you know, I always put the little guys at the bottom, right?
Yep.
So...
But today, you have UH number one in your poll.
No, I have them number 24. One spot ahead of UCLA, who I dropped significantly this week. But behind Memphis, Temple, and Toledo. So that's my bottom five.
Okay, so tell me...
UCLA 25, Houston 24, Memphis 23... Temple 22, Toledo 21. So my little guys get their
You've got run. A lot of, like, are you piling them all there on purpose?
Yes, because I don't think they're good enough to move up yet.
Okay.
If I were going to put one of them up there, it would be Temple, because they did, I think their win over Penn State is looking more impressive than Toledo's win at Arkansas. But I'm basically, I'm giving them their love. That's what I do.
Okay, well, I'll have...
And yes, it's a homer move. I know it, okay?
I don't think it's a homer move. I have three of the little guys in my bottom tier, but it's different than yours. I have UH 25, Temple 24, UCLA 23, Toledo 22, Georgia 21.
Yeah, I have Georgia at 20.
Okay.
One spot ahead of Stanford at 19. Ole Miss, who plummeted greatly down to 18.
Yeah.
Michigan at 17 and Northwestern at 16.
Okay. I have number 20, Stanford.
Okay.
I have number 19, Notre Dame.
Okay.
Which I still don't feel good about having them that high.
Yeah, I actually felt bad about having them 15, so.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I left somebody off. Sorry, UH. UH just got bumped from my rankings.
It happens.
I should have known. So everybody's bumped down because I have Oklahoma State ahead of Notre Dame.
I have that too, but it's much higher up on the list.
Okay.
So you're...
So I've got Temple, UCLA, Toledo, Georgia, Stanford is 25 through 21. And then 20 is Notre Dame, 19 Oklahoma State, 18 Iowa, 17 Ole Miss, 16 Cal.
Okay, so I have a couple teams I have rated higher than you do. I have Notre Dame 15. I'm going to give them credit for a loss to a pretty good Clemson team. I have Okie State at 14.
Okay.
I have Cal at 'cause I think they beat a very good team in Kansas State, although you could argue they shouldn't have. I have Cal at 13. I still like this Cal team. Alabama at 12. Florida State at 11. And I'm not going to reward Alabama by moving them up, because that loss to Ole Miss looks a lot worse after what happened to Florida. So
I've got USC 15, Northwestern 14, Florida State 13, Michigan 12, and Florida 11.
All right, so here we are to the top 10.
Our top 10 are going to look drastically different, apparently.
I have Florida at 10.
I have Bama at 10.
Okay, I have Oklahoma at 9.
I have Aggie at 9, the highest I've had them ranked all year. For those who said I wouldn't put them in the top 10, there they are.
I have...
Ahead of Bama, even.
I'm telling you, that Bama loss looks bad to me. So, anyway, 10 Florida, 9 Oklahoma, 8 I have Clemson.
I have Oklahoma 8.
7 I have LSU.
I have 7 LSU as well.
6 I have Aggie.
Wow. I have Baylor Bear at 6.
Yeah, I'm going to surprise you. At 5 I have Michigan State.
5 I have the Frogs of Horn.
I have the Frogs of Horn at 4.
I've got Clemson at 4.
And number 3.
I feel like you're not punishing Notre Dame for a good loss, but you're not rewarding Clemson for what would appear to be a good win.
Well, Clemson will have a chance to move up when they beat Florida State.
Okay.
I'm still not completely sold on Clemson. Number 3, I have Utah.
3, I've got Ohio
Braddock
State.
Braddock is such a Clemson honk. Don't even.
What is he saying? Oh, he's a Clemson
guy? Oh, God, yeah. He's got. Yeah.
You got Clemson at 4?
Yeah, I do.
All right. I'll take you to dinner this week.
All right. Sounds good.
8? Hey, what is this, Fred?
Just so you know, Jason, my vote doesn't count on the rankings, like in the real world. This is
We're counting it. South Carolina will count it.
Okay.
They're like six in the regular poll. I'm only got them two spots lower than AP does.
Boo.
Dude.
I listen, I like Jason. Jason, here's the deal about Clemson. You're going to be disappointed at some point this season.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's just going to happen. I mean,
every year.
Every single year, it's the same thing. I mean, there's...
Dude's got Clemson underoos on, man.
You're still giving us the sins of our forefathers. Clemson hasn't been Clemson for about 4 or 5 years
Who's
now.
Their coach?
They'll lose...
Who's their coach?
Florida State.
Who is Clemson's coach?
Oh, Dabo. Dabo Swinney.
Dabo Swinney. As long as he's there, they are still Clemson. As long as he's there, they will still Clemson it up.
What team should they have not lost to that they lost to?
They haven't yet. I'm saying it's going to happen, though.
Saying since Dabo's been there, what team? They've beat LSU in bowl games, Ohio State.
Bowl games don't matter. Don't bring bowl games in
bowl
here.
Bowl games are exhibitions.
In the regular season, the only people they lost to were South Carolina and Florida State. And
they shouldn't have lost to South Carolina.
This year.
South Carolina's janky. They've been janky for like 3 years in a row.
When Clowney was there. They lost to South Carolina when Clowney was there. That's the difference maker.
All right.
By the way, you want to hear more of his nonsense, he'll be on at 7 o'clock with Hustletown with Craig Shelton.
Who'd you have at number three?
I have not gotten to number three. We're going to have to restate our top five now. Because...
Okay. TCU 5, Clemson 4 for me.
All right. I have Michigan State 5, TCU 4. At 3, I have Utah.
I have Ohio State at 3.
Wow. I have Ohio State at 2.
I have Michigan State at 2.
I have Barrett 1.
I have Utah at 1.
I like that. I was just going to put somebody other than Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Utah.
Best resume so far.
Utah has the best resume on the board, I think. They've got a win over Michigan, who I have a lot of respect for. They have a win at Oregon, which doesn't look like a big deal now, but they pulled Oregon's pants down at Oregon. Win at Fresno, a win against Utah State with Chucky Keaton. They haven't had it easy. And listen, if whatever happens in this game with Cal, that could change a lot. You know, I've got both those teams ranked in the top 20.
Yeah.
So I think
it is going to be a lot of wild movement here over the next few weeks, up and down both.
Yeah. So Utah's next three games: home to Cal, home to Arizona State, at USC. We'll know pretty soon. We'll know pretty soon how real they are, but I really like them right now.
All right, so we got an email from Brent who said, "Hopefully you get this before your show ends about the bear. The girl sounded like she was barely legal." There's a bunch more in here. You guys, I don't know if I should do this or not. They're pretty funny, but I've kind of lost them now in all the poo stuff. Hey, we got to get you lined up for... Moron of the week. Here's how it's going to work. You're going to have to hold on through the break. We're going to have three morons. You're going to be assigned one. There's only one winner today. So just because you get one of those three spots, hey, it's What Are the Odds Wednesday, you have a 33% chance of winning if you get one of those three spots. Here's what you're playing for. And make sure you want this, by the way. You know somebody who you can give it to. Win NBA 2K16 for PS4. Finally, NBA 2K16 is out. This is the best NBA video game of all time, featuring an all-new career mode written and directed by cinema legend
Craig.
Spike Lee.
I like that. I like that.
What's that?
I've liked what I've seen of this game, the commercials for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it looks pretty cool. With over 5,000 new animations and updates, it's the most fluid gameplay in franchise history. The best sports video game every year. It's NBA 2K16. NBA 2K16 is rated everyone 10 and up, available in PS4, PS3, Xbox One, Xbox 360, and PC. Get yours now. Did I give caller numbers or no?
I don't think so.
All right, so callers 15, 16, and 17 have to hold on through the break. You will win an opportunity to play Moron of the Week, and then whoever wins the Moron of the Week will get the NBA 2K16 PS4 game. So we're making you work for it a little bit. I think the morons are... Well, it'll be interesting to see what you guys think of these morons. We have three. And we'll share those with you when we come back. And, man, this week is just flying by.
No.
What the hell? All right, quick
break. Football tomorrow.
Yes, there is. There's lots of football. Hey, man, I'm going to be... I'm telling you, I'm going to have to set up my my laptop with the UH game because someone's asking me, you're going to go out somewhere and watch it? No, man, I don't want to be part of that zoo. Everybody's going to be out watching those games if they're not at them. So I'm going to stay at home. Be fun. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. We're having lunch out on Fridays. Each Friday, John and Raheel and Unfiltered will broadcast live beginning at 10 a.m. from Nick's Place. Meet us at the best Italian food and drink spot in Houston, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Kick your weekend off right with ESPN 97.5. And I'm going to be out of town this week, but I may swing by there one Friday because it's my old stomping grounds. Used to love going over there. All right, we're going to play more on the week. Here's how it works. One of you is going to be a winner when this is over, thanks to a loser. Two of you will get nothing, and you can blame AJ for that. But the winner is going to get an NBA 2K16 PS4 game. So this is for PS4. Here's how it works. Jermaine, you will get our first moron. We're calling him Dragon Behind. Francisco will get moron number two, which we'll call Caged and Confused. And Joseph gets moron number three, which we'll call Burning Down the House. Now, what we'll do is tell you about these morons. Jong and AJ will judge them. And whoever has the biggest moron, you win NBA 2K16 for PS4. How cool is that? Here we go. Moron number one. The Dragon Behind. Well, apparently Joe Gillespie went to a minor league baseball game, had a little bit too much to drink, had no idea how he woke up in a stairwell at the field, and everybody was gone. So he's trying to find a way out, and he came across the dressing room for the Charlotte Knights mascot, Homer the Dragon. Of course, he put on the mascot outfit and then spent Sunday morning drinking all over Charlotte as Homer, posing for pictures, getting free drinks, and dancing, doing shots. Well, unfortunately, he's now facing two felony charges for breaking and entering and larceny for stealing Homer the Dragon, and they set up a GoFundMe account to help his defense, but it was quickly taken down by the website. And yes, he basically went on a drunken spree as Homer the Dragon, which actually sounds cool until you get arrested for felony charges, breaking and entering, and larceny. That's moron number one. He's playing for Jermaine. Francisco, you get moron number two. Kind of a criminal element today, where 47-year-old Richard Melville, who's a career criminal.
I love that, career criminal.
Yeah. Well, I guess
if somebody's a career criminal, why has no one stopped him yet?
Well, how do you get to be a career criminal? Do you get caught more than five times? Is there a number?
I'm not sure how that works.
Well, he was in Milwaukee, and he broke into a home. Wasn't the smartest thing to do because he broke into a home with a recently retired MMA fighter.
Oh, no.
And Dan LeSavage. So I saw this guy with blue latex gloves on, and I was like, what are you doing here? He popped in and had crazy eyes and was like, ah, he didn't say any words. Well, of course, you know what happens next. Well, Savage chokes him out.
Well,
and basically within 5 to 6 seconds of a tight choke like that, you're going to pass out. He was once known as Savage Dan LeSavage. Boy, that's real clever. Come on. But as he passed out, I grabbed him by his jacket.
That's
and
an easy
out.
Spot for Macho Man Dan LeSavage, yeah, right?
I would think so. That would be much better.
Yeah.
But anyway, moron number two is 47-year-old career criminal Richard Melville, who is playing for Francisco. And finally, moron number three, playing for Joseph, where I think this is kind of Jong's fault because this is an Asian thing, but a gentleman was live streaming in Japan. And I don't know, I guess this is a thing. Is this an Asian thing? You guys live stream all the time?
Live stream what?
Just yourself.
Everything.
Like, he's just him in front of the...
In Korea, we talked about this before. Stephen, I think it's Yum, the Walking Dead Glenn. He plays Glenn.
Yeah.
He talked on Conan, I think, about 6 months back that the new fad in Korea is to live stream eat. People paid to see other people eat, especially really, really attractive people.
That's weird.
Yeah, yeah. So, yes, it is something that Asians do.
They'll pay to watch.
Hmm.
Us all eat, right. Huh? Okay.
I think the thing is that you have to be, I think you have to be a female. Yeah, and you have to be a model. You have to be looking, you have to be really, really good looking.
That's unfair. Well, I can,
although.
I could dress up and drag. Would that work?
I think, although the biggest person that, the person that gets the most views on that kind of stuff is a guy that's kind of a little overweight, and he's called the Korean Peter Griffin or something like that.
Okay. Well, this Japanese man was, and this video has apparently gone viral, but he was unsuccessfully trying to light a match. And finally he lights a match, but instead lights up an entire matchbook. You could see that happening, right?
Might happen.
That's
maybe
kind of common. You know, maybe a spark flies in there. But then the knucklehead decides to throw the entire lit matchbox into a bag filled with paper.
That's not really wise.
And, of course, you know what happens next. He tries to pour water onto the flames through his water bottle. But by then, the flaming bag takes off and begins to grow. And, of course, now he tries to put out the flame by smacking it with a cardboard box. When that doesn't work, he tries to smother it with a bowl, what appears to be a mattress or a blanket. The flames get higher, and finally tries to pour water on the fire, but at that point, his entire house is up in flames. And, yes, basically, that's moron number three. He set his house on fire with one mistake after another, and the video's out there for all to see. So,
all right, let's go.
Let's recap. The Homer the Dragon guy is playing for Jermaine. The guy who broke into a house owned by a former MMA fighter and got choked out is playing for Francisco. And burning down the house is playing for Joseph. Gentlemen, who wins NBA 2K16
What's your vote, John?
I'm going to go either one or three, because when you're breaking into someone's house, I don't, for the most part, I don't think people do research on who you're breaking into.
Right.
So you should.
Yeah, you should. But
hey, if I'm going to be a criminal, I'm going to know whose house I'm breaking. I'm going to break into an old lady's house, so she can't do anything.
I'll just go ahead and I was leaning three.
Yeah, I was leaning three.
Since you said
three
one
too.
Or three, three will be our champion today, Fred.
Congratulations, Joseph. Jermaine, you were so close. It was that close. It really was.
Well, I was going to say two or three.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you weren't that close, Jermaine. Never mind.
No, he was just as close as number one.
Excuse me.
You're going to die on air.
I'm telling you about
it. I can't wait.
Oh, that'd be awesome. No, but by the time I get to close to 7 o'clock in here, I don't know what it is in here, but it's like allergies or something go off every day. Anyhow, Rhett tweeted me a picture. It says, only in Texas, NRA sticker on a Prius.
Nice.
That's pretty awesome. I got to retweet that, because this is
probably
the only place you would ever see that. Oh, well. So, Astros on our station tomorrow, so we'll be off a little
bit.
Who
you got, early. Pirates or Cubs?
You
rolling with Arrieta today?
I don't really have an opinion that on the game. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy it, but
right.
I like the Pirates a little bit.
I like the Pirates, too. I like Garrett Cole just as much as I like Arrieta, and I like that Pirates lineup a lot.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it up for What Are the Odds Wednesday.
If I were the kind of person who bet baseball, which I'm not.
I'm very proud of you, by the way. You've come a long way. You've come a long way with your betting baseball.
Thank you.
Did you bet Astros last night?
No. Yeah. If I would have bet, I told Fred, if I were betting, I would have bet the Yankees, because they were getting, they were the underdog.
Yeah.
The Pirates tonight are like 130. So
yeah, that's,
it's tempting, but I'm not going to do it, man.
Good.
I'm not going to do it.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
You continue to make progress.
Thank you.
Hustle Town coming up next. Want to thank John Lee. Great job. AJ Hoffman. Great job. Get myself a solid D plus today. Till tomorrow. Stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.